We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top story this hour here on News Radio WBBM. Those in search of an afternoon snack in Chicago's Streeterville neighborhood today, I got something else. News that a popular market has closed its doors for good. All Dom's Kitchen and Market and Foxtrot locations have abruptly shut down. Margaret shops at the Streeterville Foxtrot all the time and today found a sign that read, "Closed, it was nice serving you" on the front door. She says her biggest concern is what the closures mean for workers.
Times are hard for people and that's their job, and now it's just like no notice, they lose their job. I can't imagine how they feel, because I'm sure a lot of people, like, that's their income, you know? So I think it's pretty upsetting.
The two companies merged last November. One Foxtrot worker tells WBBM employees were given no notice of the closures.
Chicago area Congresswoman Delia Ramirez is helping lead a fight to protect subsidized housing tenants who want to organize into unions.
Third District Congresswoman Delia Ramirez says complaints about tenants' rights issues are the one she hears most about at her office, and she's co-sponsoring a Tenants' Right to Organize Act to help protect residents living in low-income housing when they try to fight abuses.
We have to make sure that tenants, regardless of where they live, and particularly in public housing units or in LIHTC units, have the ability to organize to ensure that they can form a union if that's what they'd like to do, but really fight against a lot of the housing predatory practices.
Ramirez, whose district stretches from parts of Chicago to the west and southwest suburbs, admits legislation will not force landlords to say yes to tenant demands, but it will help them combine their individual efforts. The Congresswoman is also co-sponsoring a bill with Bernie Sanders and Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez to gradually transition all public housing to zero-carbon, high-efficiency units. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Northside alderman urging people who know anything about two attempted sexual assaults in Lakeview last night to reach out to Chicago police.
Alderman Bennett Lawson says he's disgusted, angry, and upset by the attempted assaults and vows to work with police to find the person responsible. Police say two women in their 20s were grabbed by a man in separate incidents. The first happened at around 9 o'clock near Addison and Broadway, and then 10 minutes later near Buckingham and Halsted. Lawson thanked the people who stepped in to stop the first attack, saying their sense of shared responsibility helps strengthen the neighborhood. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some Skokie parents are fighting an uphill battle to save Dr. Bessie Road School. Caters to kids of color from low-income families and has the district's only bilingual K-8 program. Evanston Skokie District 65 wants to close that school, relocate students to other schools. These parents vented at last night's board meeting.
You are unfairly targeting us because you know that we're not affluent white parents.
You see those kids, they were chanting, they were yelling, don't close our school.
Parents have two more chances next month to try to convince board members to keep roads open. The board will vote on the matter on June 19th.
Meantime, a Roman Catholic elementary school in Des Plaines will close its doors for good at the end of the school year. The Archdiocese of Chicago is shuttering St. Zachary's School due to low enrollments, with only 20 students enrolled to attend classes in the 2024-25 school year. St. Zachary's opened its doors back in 1963 and merged with Our Lady of Destiny School in 2015 as part of a restructuring plan enacted by the diocese that affected schools throughout Cook and Lake County.
An iconic lakefront favorite is coming back to North Avenue Beach, this time revamped and reimagined.
For over two decades, Castaways Bar and Grill was a staple during Chicago summers on the beach. This is especially true for Anthony Stefani and his family.
Both my sister and I had grew up working summers there for over 15 plus years, so very much a passion project for us.
The family-owned Stefani Restaurant Group owns Castaways, which starting Memorial Day weekend will reopen as Castaways Beach Club. Stefani says this time the restaurant will look a little different.
After a while, it got, you know, run down. This year will be a fresh, you know, totally redone upstairs with new tiles, new furniture, new bars, new menu.
He says the restaurant will offer sit-down dining options, a cabana deck with bottle service, bands, and DJs.
I'm just excited to have people experience what I feel is the best place to be in the summertime in Chicago.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Bears are expected to announce plans for a new lakefront stadium tomorrow, and one of the many who will be listening closely will be Tom Hayes, mayor of Arlington Heights. He says the Bears still own the old Arlington Heights racetrack property, and it is ready for redevelopment.
We were just waiting on Bears' commitment to Arlington Heights and the submittal of more formal plans that we could then do our own due diligence on. So we never got that to that point in the process. So, we're, again, stand ready and willing to continue our discussions if they get a no on the lakefront.
Also expected to be keeping a close eye on the announcement will be nonprofit Friends of the Parks. It's sued over a proposal to build the George Lucas Museum on the lakefront. Hayes is wondering if they'll be on board with the team's proposal.
Illinois welcomed new citizens to the U.S. in Joliet today.
101 people became American citizens by taking the oath of allegiance to the United States at a special naturalization ceremony held at the Rialto Theater in Joliet. 38-year-old Ponle Fashola came to the U.S. from Nigeria. He says his journey was long but exciting.
People want to come to the United States because they want to have a voice in the type of leadership they have.
Speaking at the event, Congresswoman Lauren Underwood says there's a responsibility that comes with becoming a citizen.
We have a democracy that requires active engagement and participation.
27 countries were represented at the ceremony. Mallory Vohr-Roker, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Some Democrats on Capitol Hill, including Illinois veterans Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth, are blasting the Postal Service for yet another rate increase. Forever stamps will soon be 73 cents each. Congress members say they passed reform legislation in 2022 that saved the Postal Service nearly $60 billion, but it continues to bleed money and deliver poor service under Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, a Trump appointee.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.